Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. You know, part of my practice is I treat chronic conditions. You know, people that have chronic neurological and immune system and endocrine problems. You know, fibromyalgia, which I've talked about a lot, is one of those problems. Now, really, that's a garbage can of a diagnosis, but you know, people do come here, they've been labeled with that. And rightly so, many of them, you know, they're I don't want to say they're skeptical, but they're more or less they're tentative. You know, they want to believe that this can work for them, and it can, by the way, what I do because of the approach that I use. But, you know, they've tried other things that didn't work. And one of the questions that they ask is, well, how long does it last? You know, if I come to you and you help me get relief from the chronic pain and the brain fog and the not being able to you know, exert myself without crashing, if you help me get relief from that, how long does it last? Well, this is an update from a patient of mine named Billy. And I think, without a doubt, this puts the nail in the coffin of the question and the doubt about how long do the results of my treatment last.
All right, Billy. So I think we first saw you 3 years ago?
Yeah.
At least 3 years ago. And so I want you to just tell, you know, the backstory, like as you were just telling me before we turned this on. And kind of like, you know, what brought you here, what kind of results that you had, and stuff that you want people to know about.
In 2003, I was involved in a car accident. Mm-hmm. I was rear-ended by an 18-wheeler. Mm-hmm. I went through years of therapy and training, tests, trying to relieve pain issues. I had done several of the injections in your neck to give you mobility that would last about, some of them just about 3 months, and mm-hmm. some as long as 6 months.
What were those procedures that you had done? Three of them?
Rhizotomies.
So you had three rhizotomies, that's what it was.
I was taking five different types of pain pills and muscle relaxers and stuff like that to function.
I remember. Function
every day. I had not been at work in over a year. It had got where I couldn't even do that. There's a lot of things I couldn't do. I have grandchildren, couldn't pick them up, couldn't go anywhere. My husband had been asking me if I wanted to go on vacation to Europe. Yeah. And when I seen you, it had been about 3 different years. I told him I just couldn't do it. Mm. And I didn't feel like I would survive.
Right.
The pain would be too much. So then whenever you started seeing me, you know, I came here. I can't even remember how I found you to come here.
I don't remember either, actually, which is funny.
Yeah, I was going to look it up, but I haven't found out. When I came here, to be truthful, David thought I was nuts not to come. I would tell him what, you know, how we started the treatment, you know, what you started doing to kind of get a grip on what was wrong with me. But from the first month, mm-hmm. I could already tell a big difference. In a year of seeing you, I had stopped taking all my medicines.
Right.
And that's been the biggest thing. I've gotten life back, mobility, the ability to do stuff. I still have issues where it comes back if I overdo or don't get in because mm-hmm. we're all too busy.
Well, how often have I seen you?
I know.
Well, I mean, now, because
now it's been 4 months, mm-hmm. at least 4 months since I was in the last time.
I think the time before that, it's maybe every 6 to 8 months, maybe?
It is. It's about that now. It should be a little bit more. I'd feel better.
Depending on how life goes, right?
Yeah, depending on what is happening. But we just got back from Europe, because mm-hmm. I did go. And we spent a month traveling, my husband and I. And the biggest plus is the fact that I was able to do it. We traveled for three countries, mm-hmm. into three countries, and traveled by train on a lot of it, toted luggage, mm-hmm. Had to walk because in Athens the taxis were on strike. So we had to tote the luggage.
Nice.
Yeah. It was not an easy trip.
It was physical.
It was very physical. 9 days in Israel where we did tour group stuff. We were going all the time, walking, seeing a lot.
Right.
And I was able to do it.
Right.
So I came, when I got back, I knew I needed to come in. Before I got back, I knew I needed to come in.
Right.
But.
And you're working now?
And I'm back. I've been back at work full time since, for 10 months.
10 months. Great. Mm-hmm. And we were talking that, how about picking up your grandkids? Can you do that stuff now?
They're too big now.
They're too big now?
Yeah, they're too big. But I have nieces and nephews, and yes, I'm able to, you know, pick up toddlers. I have a one-year-old niece, mm-hmm. and it's fun to get to do that. But to do things with them, I couldn't, you know, go. I still forget I can't have a snowball fight because that's when I started. I knew I needed to come in before I went on my vacation because, you know, it snowed. It's so late in the season here. Yeah. And I can't do that without some repercussions.
So how, I mean, how much better, I think we're going to run out of power in a second. If you had to say a percentage, right, like based on how bad you had felt when you came in and all the stuff that you can do now that you couldn't do, I mean, try to give people a sense of how much better you feel like you are.
On a general basis, about 80% better. I get to where I'm not that good and have to come back in.
And when you come back, you come back for what, one visit?
I try. Well, right. Yeah, sometimes I only make one, but it helps me function for a month, probably more.
But it's not that we have to go back and do the whole intensive thing again, right? Yeah, okay.
It's so great because we don't have to start over.
Nope, don't start over, right, cool.
You kind of, you know.
Yeah. So if somebody, you know, you mentioned feeling embarrassed, you know, your husband thought you were crazy. And, you know, a lot of people that are watching this, their spouses think they're crazy for wanting to do something because they've already tried stuff before that didn't work. Yeah. What turned him around? What kind of helped him, you know, kind of say, well, maybe you're not crazy.
He likes to see me better.
Aha. So if the results were there, that was it, huh?
Yeah, at first. And he'll be the first one to say, you need to get an appointment. Yes, now.
Very cool.
Money's really important.
Sure.
You know, the cost of my care before, and I was never out of pain.
Right.
And on so many medicines. Was enormous, and though I've been seeing you 3 years, mm-hmm. I have not reached one price of one of those injections. So that's a big deal.
Isn't it? Okay,
really
fair enough. Cool.
And I really wanted people to know that because it seems, you know.
You want to be efficient, right?
Yeah.
I mean, paying is okay as long as you get results, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, maybe we'll do this again in a couple of years, and you'll still tell me how good you're doing, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.